2B. Listening 2. Food in a bowl. Page 162.
Now, a couple of years ago, I started noticing a food trend. And it started at Teriyaki Hut. And I noticed a big sign in the window that said, Teriyaki Bowl. And I thought, oh, a teriyaki bowl, okay. And then I saw at El Pollo Loco's, kind of a fast food Mexican chain, more bowls, more food in bowls, beef bowls, chicken bowls, rice bowls. And I thought, well, rice, that makes sense. That's a cultural thing. You got to eat rice in a bowl. That makes sense. But the other day, I was wandering through the frozen food aisle, and I looked up, and now there's a whole food in bowl section. And this has nothing to do with cultural food. I don't think lasagna needs to be in a bowl. I don't know. Are we just eating too much food too fast that we can't eat on a plate anymore, that we need a bowl because we can get that closer to our mouth for more shoveling in? What is the next trend? Hands-free eating, like hands-free cell phone? Just forget it. Forget the utensils. Just get yourself a nice trough and put the lasagna in there. I'm Leanne Dolan in Pasadena, and I feel it's my duty as a mother to educate my children to eat on a plate with a knife and a fork.
I'm Julie Dolan in Bangkok, and we've got rice bowls, monk bowls. It's pretty much bowl city here.
I'm Liz Dolan in New York, and of all of the challenging methods of presenting food, I've actually been having the most trouble lately wrestling with things on skewers. Last week, I actually beamed someone with a lamb kebab.